from the shores of the pavilion at Starlight Amphitheater in beautiful downtown Burgettstown, Pennsylvania.
Woo-hoo! Oh, aren't you happy about that?
Yeah, pretty much. So,
yeah.
We're PA.
Homeboy.
Homeboy.
It's the Bing and Bong Show, and now here's your host, Bing and Bong!
Okay, what'd you see?
Well, I'm looking in this phone here. Oh, that's not a phone. That's a microphone.
A microphone. Yeah. A microphone. You know, talk about this. There used to be a drum head right up there with everybody's signatures.
What happened to it?
They clean it up?
What? Somebody stole sold it?
This is the 35th show. That's what I've heard.
The 35th show here at Starlight.
Yeah, and we found that it opened in 1990 and we played it.
35. In 1990, we opened this joint or we were close?
This is the 35th appearance.
Remember when it blew up?
Oh, yeah. That's about 94.
94 when it blew up?
It blew up.
Blowed up good.
Lightning hit the power.
Yeah.
Luckily, you had your backup generator there to make it through.
We ran it up. We ran it off the bus. Look over there. He's as far away from us as he can possibly be.
This is our old friend.
What's wrong with our show?
Yeah, what is wrong with
it? What's wrong with our show? Some people don't seem to get it.
This is a top-rated internet show.
Look at him over there.
You know, he's...
Come in.
He juggles a lot of...
See, people on radio can't see what we're seeing over there.
Right. Yeah. He juggles a lot, you know, but he juggles chainsaws, not just...
Oh, okay, all right.
Let's talk a little bit about Pittsburgh, being in Pittsburgh and playing this area.
Well, I got to tell you, though we got lost on the way here from the airport.
Yep, that's what I heard.
We'll start there. The road got us and pinched us. That wasn't a big one. We've seen worse than that. Did you see there was a group of, I believe there were fans coming here, but they were kind of whooping it up at a local bar.
They were kind of doing
the towels and all.
No kidding.
Yeah, and that just got me going because we tried to come here a couple of times and just didn't work during the pandemic. So I believe everybody's ready to see us as we're ready to play for them.
Yeah, I remember an old, we started being bond maybe a year before, and you asked me to interview one of your acts, ELO.
ELO?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You remember ELO?
Did we start Bing and Bong here too?
Well, no, but I interviewed ELO because you were a little.
How'd that interview go?
Well, it went well. You just said you have ruined his career. That's what you said to me.
I have ruined his career?
No, Bong.
This is the one thing he remembers about Pittsburgh.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I remember that
little Cuban restaurant used to be downtown.
Oh, yeah. What was that little place?
Yeah, come on.
We love that. Oh, okay. I know the guy. Kenny.
Kenny.
Yeah, Kenny.
How about that? I get old memory, huh?
Hey.
Kenny and his wife.
Awesome.
Oh.
Oh, he was great. The best kind of
I want to say
sandwiches.
Susie or something like that, but Kenny.
It was Susie.
Yeah, remember the wedding we crashed?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, that was another good.
Yeah, the fish market. Wasn't that the name of the market?
No, because I better not say that, but kind of, I can say that in Pittsburgh because people know that happened. Because back in those days before the internet, let's start that up.
Yep.
So, Pittsburgh was known in like the professional sports team is like, it wasn't a secondary market. People loved it, but it was like in Pittsburgh. So what happened was that people came here and none of their family members wanted to go to like New York or LA or something. But not anybody wanted to go to Pittsburgh except the players.
Because this was
a rocking town.
Oh, we had some
the
old
flats.
Right.
We had some old.
Yeah.
How about that? I got Kenny, I got the flats.
No, the flats is Cleveland.
No. There's a flats here, I'm pretty sure. What was it called? Is that?
No, it's
it was
it's
by
a,
the river. What did they call that?
I
thought it was the flat. The flats is Cleveland.
Yeah. Roddy Brothers Sandwiches.
No. It was got a lot of clubs down there, but it was a name of town. Like I don't know. Somebody'll know it.
Phone it in to us, people. We used to have quite a few friends on baseball teams.
I said, what was the name of the only hotel in Pittsburgh back then that we stayed in? And it was an embassy. It was an embassy or something. But no. So everybody had to stay there. And it was the night that it rained, so we couldn't get out of here to go to New York.
That's right.
The Padres couldn't get out because they were playing.
The strip.
Nice. Thank you.
Hickey Larson.
And then we had
Joe Walsh there too.
So there were three major league teams, and Ringo and the All-Stars were coming in, and we were going out. Ring. We had three major league teams, two bands, and two Italian weddings.
That's so you can imagine what happened.
I had a couple of dances with the bridesmaids.
Yeah, did you?
Did you?
I can't remember.
Were you drinking back then?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was having a big time.
Woo! They had a wall like behind you, just taps of wine.
Yeah.
You guys weren't waiting for the cocktail waitresses to go.
That was.
You were just over filling your own glasses off the taps.
That was a road event to be reckoned with.
We love Pittsburgh.
We do.
Right. I remember.
And you know what? That's the dressing up. Everybody thought it happened in Cincinnati, but it actually started here. They started dressing here because I'd go to this Army-Navy store downtown, and the guy told me that they were buying Hawaiian shirts. And I was opening for Rock Hooter then, I think, or something like that. But we played the mosque.
Yeah.
But it actually started in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
This place is, it's got it going for music.
So, you got viewer mail from our fans.
Yeah. Well, here we go. I'm gonna ask these questions.
All right.
They're trying to stretch it out a little anyway.
So okay. Well,
Jeff. Some questions.
Hey, Sarrenton, Pennsylvania.
Scranton.
Well, who wrote this? That looks like it.
A guy from Michigan.
They don't teach kids.
A guy from Michigan wrote this.
And he works at the office, huh?
Yeah.
From Scranton. Yeah. Okay. Bing and Bong.
Yes.
Are you going to do a special CoDaddy birthday wish for Mac?
Yes.
Yeah. Sure.
We are.
Yeah.
It was his birthday yesterday.
Yes, his birthday was yesterday.
We got something planned.
I know.
So yes, we do.
We do.
Yeah. But he's a youngster.
Oh, I know.
He's younger than us.
They're the same age.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, they're the same age. Yeah.
Punks.
Yeah, they're punks.
Punks.
Little punks.
Yeah.
Number two, the surf pirate.
The surf pirate. He's from Burgesstown, PA. Okay, yeah, cool. What? Okay. Bing and Bong. Hey. This is your 35th show at Star Lake, and Tuesday will be your 45th at Meriwether Post. Holy mackerel. Do you know how many different places you have played over the year? No.
No, have no idea.
We just keep going.
Yeah, that's right.
We don't count.
I'm glad
people tell us because I wouldn't know if they didn't tell us.
Somebody's keeping track
of it. I'm looking at the next show up the road.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Looking back, Satchel Paige, if you look back.
There he is.
There's
the birthday boy.
There's the birthday boy.
A young punk.
He's a young punk.
He's a punk.
Yeah.
Like you. Youngsters there.
Youngsters.
Have you come to be a guest or are you just in the audience? He's heading to his station.
It sounds like it might be. Well, let's get this last question.
Okay, what did it say then? Oh, that last question. Yeah. This last question? Bing and Bong.
It takes so long to get over
there. Will the Antarctica show be broadcast on Radio Margaritaville? Yes.
All right. And then number four.
There it is.
We're going to, but I think we're going to do daily stuff up on Instagram, but hopefully we will,
Okay.
Steve Harris, Bethel Park, PA. If you weren't in the music business, what would you be doing for a career?
Accounting.
What? Let me think about that for a year.
Right. Let's get back to you on that.
Huh? I'd be a pilot.
A pilot? Oh,
or a sailboat captain. With a bar in the Caribbean.
Okay. Sounds like.
That was always my backup plan.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Well, what's your backup plan?
Well, I work on animals. I don't know.
Work on animals?
Yeah, zoology, you know.
Zoology,
yeah.
You going to be a veterinarian?
I didn't really want to do that.
Oh.
I didn't know what I was going to do. I just going to stay. I took that big step and said.
The leap and the net will appear.
That right, and it did.
Yes.
I'm lucky.
All right. Well, let's go to work.
All right, guys. Have a good one out there. They are ready for you.
All right.
See you in Meriwether Post.
See you in Meriwether Post.
All right.